The Home Training Ground, September 13. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Men have taught that God's law has been done away. Were this the case, we would have no standard of character, and would have nothing to show us God's righteous claims. We should be adrift upon an ocean of uncertainty, and have no guide in dealing with the solemn responsibilities of the family relation. But it is in the family relation that we receive our training in dealing with our fellow men in general. If God had no law by which to govern human intelligences, nothing by which his character could be represented as a sample to which the human family could shape their characters, then what impression could possibly be made upon our children as to what constitutes rectitude of life and perfection of character? The fifth commandment enjoins upon children obedience to their parents, and parents are to help their children to keep this commandment by acting their part in cooperating with God and requiring obedience through childhood and youth. Parents themselves must be under rule to God. They must reveal precious traits of character, presenting a pattern before their children, manifesting patience and forbearance mingled with firmness, and thus educate their children to obey their heavenly Father. Satan delights to look upon disordered and ill-governed families, for his success depends largely upon the control he can have over the families of earth. He has determined the standard of righteousness shall not be the rule for the formation of character. The Ten Commandments come forth from the God of heaven, whose heart is full of love, who is infinite in wisdom, who never makes a mistake. He is too wise to err, too good to harm anyone who will obey his requirements. Blessing will follow those who obey and who administer the law of Jehovah. The happiness and peace of parents and children in this life, and their best good, will be worked out by walking in the path of his precepts, for by so doing they are in harmony with the God of heaven.